gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast. To the Group Chat Podcast. We got Yomi on the right side.
Yeah, that's me.
Larry right next to him.
That's him.
Nick right next to him.
Okay.
Isaac right next to him.
That's me.
And we got.
Oh.
Hell.
Did he ever come back from the last podcast?
No. MF, no. MF.
Where did he
MF
go?
MF, no.
Potty, apparently.
No, do you remember right after the podcast stopped?
He left the potty to go potty.
I haven't seen him since the podcast.
I haven't either.
Well, that's normal.
Wait, what? You didn't see him?
That is kind of normal, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
I saw him.
When?
It's like a Bigfoot sighting.
Like, for the first time since he left for the bathroom 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you saw him 2 days ago?
Yeah, it wasn't recent, though. That's the thing.
Well, I think it's okay to say that, you know, we'll see him maybe sometime. I don't know, but
we'll see him when Lean gets bought again. That was such a cool. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, it was kind of all right.
Listen, everybody. Check out the Lean flavor, baby. Okay, or you can check out one of our homies. You know, we got me, Ken. You just dropped and all that. You know, what I'm saying, we got everything going
on.
Hey,
and if you want to, you know, cut a little off that price, you could use a little discount code, and it goes like this: group. That's it. You just type it in, group. You get 10% off. That's it. It's that free. It's so easy. Come on.
I have to be honest. I think they need to use our Lean. We need you guys to drink Lean. We need you guys to get high.
Not high. Sorry.
We're still at 90 units. Like, we've only moved in the past how many weeks? Only like
We got restocked 100 units. We're at 99
and
units.
Three of them were us.
My mom actually bought 5.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So then we're down to 86.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Did she use code group?
No, she forgot.
Oh, she used code Smitty, S7 or whatever?
Damn. No, she just didn't. She didn't get 10% off at all.
She just took it, man. She just
S7
fucking like bought
a crazy
the whole thing.
Code. Can we just have a code G as an option?
Yes.
Code G?
Yes.
No, I know for a fact you can't do one letter codes.
Oh.
What about like GRP?
I think.
What about just TGC?
We become like a Bitcoin?
Shit. What about GC?
We become like a,
yeah,
become a
dollar
crypto?
Sign?
What about Bitcoin? Yeah, dollar sign TGC.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be our ticker if we were trading. Like,
oh, hold on.
On the,
oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Now.
Whoa.
Are
oh,
hold you on fucking
now.
Serious?
No.
Oh, hold
way.
On
oh, hold hey. On now, baby. Who's
Who
back
that?
From the bathroom? This guy is.
Dude, I want to mention, you can't put that on.
Oh, did not think that one through now, did
you? Didn't think about that, did you?
He didn't think at all.
You didn't think about that.
Hey. Wait, what if I do it behind the head?
Don't break them.
I'm not going to. Look.
No, they're pretty bendable.
Wow.
Bendable. Okay.
Where were you?
Now you look like a pro.
Yeah, well, what was that bathroom?
Okay.
No, it's chill.
All right, there we go. I can do this. Hey, everybody. I'm back.
You look like you're having a great time.
I'm back from the podcast. I'm bathroom, everybody.
Are you having a podcast in the bathroom?
Yeah, I talk for 4 hours, for a week straight.
Oh, okay.
4 hours.
Four hours
turns to a week.
For you, it was 4 hours. For us, it was a week. That bathroom transcends
that
time.
That bathroom is a time zone.
Yeah.
It's a time capsule.
What
were you doing in there?
Chilling. I was playing a little video game. I found this in there. Does anybody want Pez?
I'll take some Pez.
Hey,
go fuck yourself.
Share it.
My Pez.
Hey,
everybody
on.
Pass the Pez around.
Pass it around. Pass the Pez around.
It's gone. It's
also
completely
strapped.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay. He's came to play.
Yeah. Okay. It's ready. It's loaded.
Isaac has a thing where whenever he sees something, he has to touch it. Did you guys notice that?
He shot you.
He shot you. But isn't that like a trend of Isaac? Remember, like, if you have something, Isaac would be like, let me see.
They call me the sticky bandit. It's because everything I touch. Originally.
Well, I guess he just proved you right.
Huh?
Why sticky?
Yeah,
what?
Why sticky?
Know. Because everything I touch stays with me.
Ow.
Hey.
Ooh, aggressive.
I'm sorry.
The
robbers on Home Alone, they're the sticky bandits. You're not
that
the sticky
is true,
bandit.
Yeah. No, they rebranded to the wet bandits. Or was it wet bandits? No,
went from
they
wet
went,
to sticky.
You're right.
That's bad.
You're right.
They used
they
to just flood people's houses after they would rob them.
Yeah.
It was the wet bandits. They'd clog their drains and just turn on their sinks.
It was just
assholes. I hated them so much.
It was just Marv's idea. Marv had like this really horrible idea. He was like, hey, Harry, look. Sticky bandit. And he has a handful of tape. And he like put his hand inside the Salvation Army like jar of pennies. Wait, look it up. I bet you can find it.
Is
like,
this real?
Yeah. Look up the sticky bandits.
He just put like super glue all over his white glove and just put it in like Santa Claus's thing.
Oh, whoa, wait, hold on. Sorry. I accidentally hit this.
No.
Wait,
no.
I just want to quit.
No.
Oh,
no.
God. Come on. Gambling. I just want to see some gameplay. I want to see some gambling. It's all.
No,
just one.
No,
just one.
No.
All right. Sorry.
That's what happens if you gamble. Look, that's your house.
Yep. Keep doing it.
You have to look up Sticky Bandit Home Alone, bruh.
And then he hit on that girl and she punched him.
Is it right here?
Oh,
Sticky
yeah.
Sticky Bandits in New York, baby. Watch. This is a minute long. We got to like skim through. What
yeah,
is
hold
it?
Hold on. Skip to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh, yeah. Pause, pause, pause. Back, back, back.
Right here?
Right here, yeah. Sticky Bandits.
Dude, this is actually just me and Larry.
You ready? In New York.
Is this like 1080p 60fps? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. They're rolling in this. Oh, no. Oh, my God. It's like 47 This is genius.
You ready?
14 cents.
Every little bit helps.
Every Side. Little bit helps,
now
baby.
Now we got our new nickname.
Ah.
We're the Sticky Bandits.
Ah, that's where it is.
Really, Marv? You bust out of jail to steal 14 cents from Santa Claus?
Santa Claus.
We're the Sticky
Santa
Bandits. Hey, come on.
Hey, we can rebrand.
Why can't anybody Sticky ever Bandit. Match Home Alone in terms of quality of Christmas movie?
Like, I think
I don't know.
It can't be matched.
I don't know.
It's I think it's impossible.
I wonder who directed them. Maybe it's about the director.
Let's look at the movies that he's done and then see if anything... I put a Ho Alone almost. That was like a porno movie.
Ho Alone?
Ho Alone would have come
Ho Alone.
Ho Alone?
I bet that's real.
And then the Sticky Bandits.
Yeah, the Sticky Bandits.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Sticky Bandits.
Wet Bandit.
They break into the back door. Yeah.
Director is Chris Columbus. Holy...
Oh my God, that guy not only founded America, he also founded Home Alone.
Dude.
Okay, so hey, how old is he? 65 or 85?
No one heard me.
He's 65. I don't hear you. I'm so sorry.
No one even heard me.
Gremlins.
Sailed the Ocean Blue.
Wait, he low-key did like, oh, geez. Pixel?
Is that Oppenheimer? I can't see.
Dude, Gremlins scared me as a kid.
Gremlins? I haven't watched that movie at all.
Is that Twister? What is that movie?
Where?
That blue thing with the bright light.
All Percy Jackson, Harry Potter, Pixels.
Bicentennial
Man.
Am I saying that right?
Excuse me, hold on. One second. This guy's name is Chris Columbus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Christopher Columbus.
Well,
oh my God.
Director?
Dude, he was born in Pennsylvania. This has to be the Christopher Columbus.
Wait, what does he look like?
He's made every movie ever, apparently.
I've seen that guy.
You think it's his grandson?
Oh my God. I've seen that guy.
Maybe a lot more. You think it's his great-great-great-great-great-grandson?
I bet you could be.
Dude, he made every Harry Potter movie. Do you know how much money he's making?
Yeah. He's insane.
Shit ton of money.
He made Home Alone. Dude.
Whose last name is Columbus? And you're like, oh, we're going to name our son Chris.
Chris.
Yeah. You guys didn't know about Chris.
And in Pennsylvania, by the way.
Percy Jackson as well?
Dude.
Okay.
This guy's the go. I'm like, how do you make these many movies in your life?
He made The Witch.
The Lighthouse. The Witch. Lord have mercy.
Hold on.
This guy
has
range.
Hold on. This guy not only made like the best Christmas movies ever, he also made Harry Potter. He also made The Fucking Witch.
We should look up the top rated directors. Like the best directors, whatever.
Spielberg.
If he's up top, up in that list, then we can't call him a sleeper.
Like, yeah, Martin Scorsese with the Mafia.
He's right
movies.
There. Oh, wait, that's Christopher
Tarantino,
Nolan.
Tarantino, Spielberg.
Christopher Nolan.
He didn't even make the top 50.
Hitchcock.
Wait, scroll down and try and just find a list and see if we can find Chris Columbus.
There is no Chris Columbus, so I've been scanning.
Chris Columbus, where are you at? Woody Allen's there.
I told you he's a sleeper.
Spike Lee's there.
He is a sleeper at that point.
Sleeper.
Well, I mean, the money ain't sleeping, though. I mean, come on, everybody. Come on. Let's all agree on one thing.
That's what we want it to be.
Come on, Sticky Bandit. That's crazy, man. I mean, I want to live that kind of life where you just make Gremlins 2, you know, some chill.
And the then,
you
know, Goonies?
The Goonies, where?
I'm telling you, he made every movie.
Wow.
Ever.
What?
Wow.
The hell.
Wow, dude. He's every. Wait, what? Huh.
He probably helped.
Well,
he probably
we're wrong.
What is he's just like a back end helper on every movie and doesn't actually do anything like
That's
significant.
Crazy.
That's probably possible.
Maybe he's like a water boy.
Yeah, he could be.
Could be.
You know?
I was a water boy.
Look up who directed Harry Potter. Now I'm questioning that.
Well, Tanner, let me just.
I find out
it.
Something new about you.
Like
every
Harry Potter 3.
Well, when I was a kid.
Hey! Alfonso!
See?
Harry Potter. Dude, wait, that's Harry Potter 3.
What if he's just like a backup director?
2001
Does
Harry Potter.
Does that exist?
Chris Columbus.
Or like an assistant director?
Hmm. Maybe.
Chris Columbus. I guess they switch around. I don't know, dude.
Wasn't that like the first one?
No.
Second one.
2002. Let me see. First Harry Potter movie.
That was 2000.
2001.
It was.
Yeah, it is.
He made the first one.
So he made
the
first
path. He set the path.
Okay, he's the goat. He's the goat.
He's the goat.
He's still the goat. Because he made Home Alone. He started the first movies that made like billions and trillions. Like Percy Jackson, dude.
Percy Jackson.
Did he do it? He did it.
Oh my God.
Dude.
What's the best Harry Potter movie? I haven't seen them all.
I've never watched them.
I like 3. I like Prisoner of Azkaban. That's always a good one.
Yeah, that's actually probably one of the top rated ones.
That's a good one.
Which one's like a fan favorite?
Which one is
the last one as well?
Prisoner of Azkaban, Half Blood Prince, and
Right here, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, it's a classic. It's a classic.
That's one of the most. I think that's one of the top rated Harry Potter films, like
of all time. Well, Alfonso over here directed it.
Wait, why the fuck was Johnny Depp in that movie? Can we go back?
No way.
Is that when there's a big snake underground?
Oh, that's Gary Oldman. Sorry, I look like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, with the goatee and everything. Yeah. Who's this old fuck? Oh damn, he's the goat.
Oh
wait, low key, he's the goat. Low key,
goat.
But anyway,
Oh, I've seen him.
Can I have a hot take for a second?
I've seen him. Oh, he passed.
I've seen this guy.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. I apologize.
Wait, can I have a hot take?
Who is Gandalf?
Gandalf? Gandalf is Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Gandalf is Lord of the Rings.
Is that Dumbledore or
you shall not pass? I'm playing Yahtzee. You spread it on your ass. Let me see.
I don't know
who played by notable. No, what?
Can I have a hot take?
Yeah,
I think that prequels are just money grabs.
Unless they're
prequels.
Good. Unless I think, they're, I think like, we okay. should talk about. What that. About this? What about this? First Omen, because we just watched it. And that's a prequel to the main one that came out in like 1970.
Yeah, that movie was disgusting as shit.
Dude, I knew you were gonna say that because
you fell asleep.
Okay, for like that's 3 minutes, dude. Because it was at nighttime. I was already yawning.
It's because it's so boring.
Dude, when I was in the living room, I was like, crap, I'm sad that we're watching it this late because I was already tired, and it was already hitting me. But the movie was great. It was fucking.
No,
it was like
dude. Larry's so effed up in the head, though. He watched so much gore. Like, it don't even matter to him, though. Like, he just
yeah, falls sorry,
asleep
guys.
During those crazy
dude,
scenes.
Dude, and when
too.
I go to bed, I sleep. My lullaby is Machete Beheadings. Sorry.
my alarm clock is like deer's getting run over.
My alarm clock is like someone yelling because they're getting scorched. I'm sorry. It's just, I'm twisted.
Yeah, that was a really gross movie.
Sorry, no one can get inside my dark humor.
It's just like, here's the thing about horror movies nowadays, dude. They're fucking lame, bruh.
But it wasn't
money grabs.
Yummy's right, because Yummy already saw it, and then he watched it again with us. And like Yummy is right, it wasn't like as scary as it was like keeping you on your toes type.
Yeah,
shit. Like
that's true.
100%. It was just like you were like trying to figure out what the fuck was going
that
on.
That one scene, spoiler alert, but that one scene where it's like dark as fuck and you see the little eyes in the corner, the scorched lady, remember?
That was crazy.
And then it was slowly creeping up. And
they had every opportunity to just hit us with the worst jump scare ever, but they built it up
for
until
a long time.
It felt like I was being held against my will to watch this.
If there was a whole movie where like the whole hour long movie is just someone coming out of the shadows, it would be a 10 out of 10.
They're just coming
out of the shadows like the whole movie.
I don't like horror films that have anything to do with like mental, like psychological shit, as well as like religion. I'll take a fucking murderer horror film any day, but like, cause that's like real shit. But like, what is beyond that, like religion type shit? I don't know, dude. Do you guys like feel that way too?
Yeah, dude. You gotta. I mean.
What?
Like what about the horror movie or what about
religion? He's saying
scary horror
movies that like include a lot of religious.
All right, so Smile was the movie that fucked me up probably the hardest.
That's
because
not religious.
Smile was psychological.
But it was like psychological. Like,
psychological horror.
It was like all in your head shit. Like,
yeah, true, but it was a lot of jump scares.
Yeah, but it was also like the way that the horror was set up was that it was all in like her head type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like
I know what you mean.
And
it's
then,
like, oh, that didn't happen. What is real now? And
yeah,
then
but
what is,
and then
like
anything satanic or like devil shit. I don't know, dude. I don't fuff with that shit. Like Grunk was saying.
There was a movie.
Where is Grunk? We forgot about that guy.
He went to the bathroom. Remember?
He fell in the toilet. And
did you forget to tell Grunk? You totally forgot.
You didn't tell Grunk that we're recording the podcast right now.
Nah, we're playing. No, we're not. Did you tell Grunk?
No, we're not. Did you? The whole podcast? The rest of the podcast?
Did you tell Grunk?
Wait, did you tell Grunk?
Hold on. Because it was like Nick knew something. He was like, nah, we played. Nah, we not. Okay, we forgot.
Nah. Wait.
All right, tell him for real. Are we playing or not? No, he's just like, gone. He had some
business to take care of.
He had school stuff to do.
He had some hot school, some gonads to tend to.
We're recording this podcast at 3 a.m. right now.
Good morning, everybody.
Nick, by the way, you would hate this movie. I was just thinking about it. Antrim.
Antrim?
Wait.
Yeah. This movie is fucking weird.
Wait, we should watch
it. Look, this is where I got that demon head thing.
Give a explanation for the listeners as well.
The deadliest film.
For listeners at home, Antrim is a movie that was like the whole promotion was that it was showcased at a theater and it caught on fire and it killed people. And they were trying to push that narrative of like, this movie's cursed. It's satanic. It'll curse you. Blah, blah, blah.
No way.
And the movie starts literally with like a background of like there was a movie theater that was showing this movie and it caught on fire and then they never like showcased the movie again because they were scared. Now here's the movie and then it just shows you the movie. Oh, and wow. It's basically like two kids who they're going on a road trip and one of the they have a dog and the dog passes away and the little boy is like really sad about it. So the sister. Her plan is to basically bring back the dog from hell.
The sister's friend's brother-in-law.
Yeah, listen, I'm the worst at explaining everything. But basically, they go through all the rings of hell to try to get this fucking dog back. And
all seven rings.
All seven rings.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, dude, Lord of the Rings had one, bro. Lord of the Rings had one. Why are we overcomplicating?
That's the Lord of the Rings. We're talking about the Devil of the Rings.
All right. Are we gonna tell the listeners about what just happened?
Onion rings.
Wait.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, that sounds good.
They'd be spicy.
Yeah, they would. They'd be hella spicy.
I don't think we want to tell the listeners
about what.
If you're listening to this podcast, the first people that listened to this podcast, their ears exploded with fire. But now you guys are listening to this podcast is haunted.
I don't think these guys actually understand.
Statistic is going to spike.
The car crash thing happens every single podcast.
Guys, I was listening to the podcast on a plane, and the wing just blew off.
Yeah,
horrible.
We caught wind of that. So if you're listening to this. Somehow, in some way, shape, or form. How does that even work? Did they, like... What kind of, like, message were they trying to accomplish by doing that?
What? With the
like, saying
burning?
That, like, hey, oh, okay, dude. So whoever... these people that watched this film first, it caught on fire. So, is that, like, them giving a warning?
I'm sorry. Could you hold just... Hold on for a minute.
Yeah. sorry, there's a worm. Oh. There's a worm in the fucking...
Look at that worm.
Oh, holy fuck!
Oh, my God! Look.
Are you pantsing?
What is that fucking...
Oh, my God, dude! Yummy is an actual guillotina.
For the listeners at home, we have a dune worm that's crawling across our fucking...
Yummy, you can just block your camera. It's fine. You're not even, like...
What are you doing?
Yummy, I'll switch. Yummy, you don't have to go through. Okay, it doesn't matter. Listen, I'll tell you one thing. The reason why I know about this movie is because I heard that and I watched it. I'll be honest with you.
Okay, but like,
he just hit his.
He just smacked.
He just
head.
Hit his head on the light.
Okay. He fell backwards like a fucking 8-year-old.
Dude, he's like in Home Alone right now. He's like one of the criminals in Home Alone.
He's falling for the easiest traps. He's
ladies and gentlemen, the last sticky bandit.
Oh, now your alarm's going.
Oh, I'll turn it off.
You left the lid off, dude.
You left the lid off, too.
You are falling apart, God, man.
This is what... Look, you know what happened? We talked about Antrim.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
We can't watch it.
Wait, I'll Yummy's haunted.
No, we gotta watch it.
Get out of here.
Okay, sorry.
There you go. Here you go.
Are those Elwood pants?
Yeah.
Freak.
Psycho.
Oh, get your butt out of my... All right, here we go. Part two.
Okay, well...
All right, it's fine. But yeah, like, I heard about, like, the fact that, like, oh, this movie will make you, I don't know, gouge out your eyes and shit. And, dude, don't look at this butt, man. Come on,
can
man.
Can I... But I... Okay,
it's, like,
so,
the biggest butt I've ever seen. I'll say it right now.
What do you... Oh, he's recording you.
Oh, he's recording it?
Oh, he's filming you. Oh, hell nah. For the listeners at home, Yummy is... crawling across
our
floor.
He's like military crawling.
I don't know why he is.
There you go.
He's gonna like
don't hit your head on that camera.
Yeah, careful. Don't knock the camera over. That thing's expensive, man.
Oh my God. That is the biggest baby I've ever seen.
That was good. No, that was like military like training.
Can you fix this light?
Oh, that's...
Yeah, you're good, man.
All you did was bonk your head a little bit. You're fine.
He's gonna blow his nose.
All that for... I gotta go blow my nose.
What were you gonna say?
I was just saying that to me, if like you have a haunted film and they said, hey... This when we showed this film, this bitch caught on fire. Now we're gonna show it to you. Did they have to like go back and edit the footage? So what did the first people watch?
So the first, well, it's all fake.
They watched the Goonies.
Oh, it's all fake.
No duh. No duh.
Oh my
god. No,
oh, listeners at home. Listeners at home. Your ears are fine.
Wait, guys, you're gonna be okay.
So a movie theater didn't catch on fire?
No,
it did.
I think we should just stream us watching the whole entire
Look,
movie.
See? Look, they're in the woods, and they literally are trying to go through all the hills.
Why would they do that?
Because they want their dog back. I'm not kidding you. That's the whole plot. They
I swear
want
that was
dog.
An American Dad episode.
It probably was, dude.
What was that one scary movie where the cat died, and then the dad wanted to get the cat
Pet
back?
Cemetery.
So he, was that what it was?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're
and then
see
that
Pet
song.
Pet Cemetery.
Fuck, I just go. In a pit. The Ramones. The Ramones. The Ramones. In a pet cemetery. That Ramones song.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where the cat
by the
comes
way,
back to life.
Yes.
He's like, oh, I thought it died. And the cat was like haunted.
Yes. My friend showed me like the original. Dude, you guys are like mad pianist.
turn on old fashioned saloon piano.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Old. Dude, this is what activates him. Ready? Wait, how
oh,
do you
Oh, this
salmon?
Stuff gets me going.
Come on.
Saloon.
Dude, am I dumb?
No, yeah, a little
old
bit.
Old fashioned saloon. No, that's good.
Saloon. Are you ready? Okay, I hope this is not copyrighted. We'll see. You ready?
All right, just play 3 seconds.
If it's copyrighted, it's just going to be muted and you doing something dumb.
Okay, no, it's fine.
Okay, here we go. Audio listeners, I'm really sorry. This is going to be short.
A whole lot of deodorant that actually works.
Oh, come on.
We need to put ad block on this.
Yeah, we do need to buy some ad block. Okay, you guys ready? Here we go.
Tanner's not even playing piano anymore.
I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, now he is.
There you go. Oh,
dancing, look.
Ooh, switching it up.
So good, look.
Okay. Oh,
he's coming to me.
Nice.
Look at this.
Your fucking side of the head.
Ear.
Your ears.
Hey, for the listeners at home and for the viewers at home.
Yummy bought back a beer.
That are all into that hype shit. Look at Tanner's feet for a second. Tanner.
That hype shit?
Yeah, look. Tanner.
Come on,
give
buddy.
Us a rundown.
Yeah, how much were those?
Look at these. These are called the foam runners.
Those are not Yeezys, bro. Those are cheesies.
Those are the foam runners, bro.
These are the cheesy poop runners.
The foam sprinters.
I got these at Five Below, and I think I could actually just rip it if I really wanted to.
Yeah, Five Below is the goat, though, right? How much did you buy? How much did you pay for that?
$5 for a nice little home shoe that I can just do this.
That is the one store that truly is.
Five
no, actually,
below.
No, wait. I'm pretty sure they upped it.
$5?
Dude, a bag of chips was actually $5, so that's like their threshold.
No.
Oh,
no. Not for long. The Dollar Tree had to raise their limit.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Dollar Tree was like...
To what? $2.50?
Seven.
Yeah, it's like the $1.50 store, actually.
Oh, wow.
That's what it's called.
Tanner, can I ask you a question?
Store. Yeah.
Do you have any shoes that have actual support?
Because
you wear
Birkenstocks
that are partly broken off and chewed on, like off.
Chewed on. I have foam runners. I have...
Ja Morant.
His Ja Morant are the most John support Morant. He's going to get.
I have Kyrie Irving. the Kyrie 3s.
You also have you don't have the Birkenstocks anymore. Or not the Birkenstocks. The what are the nice shoes that I gave you? What were they called? The Doc Martens.
Oh, the Doc Martens.
But then we
that
gave
also
them away
did
anyway.
They
hurt you.
Like,
huh?
Yeah, they hurt me. Yeah. And I gave them away.
Dude,
yeah.
They do hurt. Doc Martens are impossible to break in.
The back of your foot hurts. I just buried
but
him.
But do I have like a good tennis shoe? No.
He just buries it.
You just got
to
bury him.
You're supposed to break him in. They say tape the back of your ankle or your heel.
I didn't break it in at all.
That's actually true, man.
You did not?
No, I just had a scab on the back of my foot from walking in it.
Yeah.
I remember I wore them to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I remember I looked at the back of your foot and there was a big pus bubble.
There was a red bubble there.
What?
That's horrible.
I had a sore. No, I
know. No,
it's like
probably true. You probably had a big blister.
Okay, it wasn't a big bubble. It was like a blister from walking in.
Have you ever
in
seen
Doc
like a cow's it? Like that?
No.
Ew.
Don't look it up.
Don't even look it up either.
Nope.
I'm not looking it up. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's so gross. But I'll look it up real quick just in case.
Just in case I'm
just
right.
In case I was like wrong about that. But yeah, Kazits, dude, my brother loved watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh,
and that shit is... Are you guys into pimple popping at
all?
No. Hell no.
That shit is disgusting.
On myself, I'm chill.
I'd rather watch horses get clean.
What do you mean? Why are you touching me? What?
Yeah, rooting, tooting cowboy, my
like,
boy.
If Yummy had a big old pimple on his ass, I don't think I'd pop it unless
he
let me.
I would. I would do it.
Did you even hear how he worded that?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He let me.
Yeah, like you wanted a no-consent pop my pimple on my ass.
Unconsensually popping pimples on
my ass.
No, because you used the word unless.
Unless he let me.
I wouldn't do it unless he let me. Like, yeah, no shit. Like, what, you're going to forcefully pop my pimple?
No.
That means you do want to do it.
No, that's not at all.
Yummy, would you let
that's
me
called,
do it?
Okay, look, let me paint the picture. Yummy has neglected this pimple that's been giving him butt aches for like a long time.
You didn't
time
say
now.
All that. You didn't say all that.
But that's, but I'm giving you context. And now I'm going to be a good friend and be like, want me to pop it? And I'll be like, Yeah, and that's it. I'll pop his pimple.
I don't think he would ever in any world
big purple ass.
In any world, he would ever say, "Yeah, yeah, please pop my big pimple ass." I don't think he'd ever say that.
His big pimple on his big purple ass.
I would do it, and I'd put a cream on it to make it feel better.
I was just gonna pop it with just two fingers, but he's talking about taking his whole palm and fingers and going like this on your butt.
Wiping it down. I didn't have a pimple over there. No, you gotta moisturize the whole area
everywhere.
Evenly. Like a clay mold.
Right there.
Mohawk it a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Group Chat Podcast, of course, sponsored
turns
by
into
Gamer
a full
Subs.
Deep tissue massage.
Gamer Subs.
Yeah, I want Tanner to be like a UFC announcer so bad, dude. Dude, if we took the role of UFC announcer, we would have fucking rocked their world.
No,
man,
I want Tanner to go into that announcer position, like, but like completely uneducated, so he just has to like follow up with whatever else says. Ryan Garcia with the right, and he's like, Garcia,
right hook.
You know, I would do. You know how the basketball announcers like freak out? They're like, no!
That's the Hornets announcer.
Yeah, the Hornets announcer. I want to be like that, but for like UFC.
I was gonna mention really fast about Lean. I forgot to say this to you guys. Did you guys know that if you spend $36 and I think it's $36.69, you get free shipping.
Okay, wait.
$36.69 free shipping.
I gotta say this. Somebody said they tried it and they said it was all right. But they also said I didn't put any ice in it, so
you have to have it cold.
Try it.
$39.69.
I'm sorry. Wait. I don't remember what we did last podcast, but I believe we mentioned about the guy that made the lean bagel. I think he made more.
Lean bagel.
Yeah, lean waffle.
There's more lean bagel.
I think
lean
he made waffle. Another lean pastry. I don't know what it was.
Goodness me. Bagel was a sight to behold. What does that sound?
I can't stop.
Was that someone's phone?
That was his little wake up call.
Oh, you waking up now.
As we're also here right now, we might as well mention none of us are we're not wearing it right now, but we do have shirts for sale.
Oh, fudge.
One more
week. Oh! Yeah.
For less than a week, as you guys are watching this.
Want me to go get it?
You need to go. Yeah, go ahead, grab one.
He doesn't
you go
come back.
To the group.
Again.
Comes in next podcast. Hey, I brought it.
It's too late, dude. Sale's over.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
If you go to thegroup.gg, you can get yourself a nice rock t-shirt.
Someone said they couldn't get a shirt because of the way Nick was posing.
Mm-hmm. Someone said that their mom wasn't letting them get it because of the way that I was like posing with the shirt.
Yeah, which why'd you pose like that, dude?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Why'd you pose?
People
like
were telling me that I was slaying.
Fool. Dude, you were slaying.
Crop top?
Yeah, because I was
a little crop top.
In a crop top.
Sorry, guys, we have a lot of traffic going on the website, a lot of sales going on.
I know this shit was like easy.com.
What is happening?
A lot of sales going on right now, so you know.
I think you should press Command R.
Command R.
Yeah, that refreshes the page.
Yeah, we're just lying, by the way. We don't even have that website.
It's just a thought. We're trying to spew ideas
out
there.
Is it
thegroup.com
or thegroup.gg?
It's just thegroup.gg.
Thegroup.gg. Thanks for asking that.
How did we secure thegroup.gg? That's hard.
Oh, we secured that bag.
So we went to like an auction place, right? And there was a lot of old fools.
Show details and then allow.
All right, well, Tanner has it here.
Man-in-it.
There it is.
Man-in-it.
It sounds and looks beautiful. This is actually from a group.
Ow!
This is from a group video. So if you don't know, we have a group channel called The Group.
I feel like I'm.
And believe it or not, we
upload on it.
Yeah, so we upload on it.
Press show details.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry about that.
Yeah, anyway. So it doesn't really matter too much. But you guys should go to the link
this
in the description. Go to link in the description, and you guys can get yourself a nice t-shirt.
There you go.
Lot of
Yeah. Well, that's actually crazy.
Look at that, dude.
That guy's so cool.
It's no longer 10 days by the time you guys see it, but it'll be a week.
It'll
be a week.
Probably
look at us. Now. Look at us. Okay, this is statue. There's Tanner with, I don't know what that idea came from. But came
that's
from
the bottom of Nick's crop top tee. I just tied it on his head and said, go in there. Made him look like a Dark Souls character, boss.
This is the infamous photo. Look at that right
Why did you do that?
I poked my huge belly out.
Yeah, and you like obliqued up your fucking.
Your opium. God.
Your opium AF, Isaac. Bro.
They're like, dude. Dude, you're so tall in that picture.
I know,
picture.
Man. I had to stunt. I had to stunt, man.
Yeah.
Just to share, dude. Yeah, the context is all in the group video. We were just looking at fire.
Yeah, so we're not going to explain it to you guys. You have to go watch the group video.
See how it is. See our reaction to it for the first time. It was pretty silly.
Yeah.
And it's all there, baby. What is that? That's not beer, is it? I don't know.
It's seltzer.
Sparkling water.
Okay.
I unfortunately couldn't be there for the photo shoot. I was out of town.
He was out of town.
Oh, yeah.
I should have just told you like just posed like a little selfie and then just like really shittily photoshopped it.
That was our plan at first.
No, our plan was
to photoshop him onto the skeleton.
Our plan was to make a picture of him as a memory and photoshop the group merch on him. That's the plan.
That would have been crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Would you have liked that?
Crap.
Would you have liked that?
Yeah.
We can still do it.
I'm sorry.
We can still do it.
We can do whatever we want, dude.
I'll do anything.
You sound a little upset.
I love you.
Because my nose is still stuffy, and it's been like fucking 12 days. I don't understand.
Did you go get vitamin D?
What do you mean?
Did you go outside?
Well, there's vitamin D in my daily vitamin.
Did you go outside?
Yeah, I've been outside.
Wait. Your daily vitamins, what do you take? Are they gummies?
Yeah.
You should stop taking those.
What?
Because Ollie, dude.
Because the binding agent for those. Did you know about that?
The binding agent's actually niacinamide.
You're not getting it. You're better off just getting like direct capsules and whatever else. Like taking all these different ones instead of multivitamins.
I like my candy multivitamins.
They taste good. You're taking Flintstone ones? What are you taking?
They're called Ollie.
No, Flintstone ones.
Ollie!
Like,
I take the ones with like sour on it and it tastes like sour gummies. I'm like, sometimes I ate four because it tastes.
You know what I have? I have the world's hottest vitamins. They're like, they have like ghost pepper infused vitamins, you know? I take daily.
It dissolves in the back of your throat. And
I'm like,
you like dread taking your daily vitamins.
I wake up and I do a handful of pills, probably like three or four.
Jesus.
Well, tell us about your pills. What do you take?
For starters, I take D3, 10,000 UI or whatever the fuck.
What is D3?
It's vitamin D3. Division. Huh?
What does D3 do?
Vitamin D3? Yeah. It can help with mood, energy, metabolism, stuff like that. It's honestly just from like going
outside. Do you take vitamin C?
I do.
Do you take vitamin C? That's how you don't get sick. Vitamin C helps with your immune system.
There's vitamin C in my daily vitamin.
Okay.
What doesn't this daily vitamin have?
Keep taking that.
You take magnesium?
There's magnesium in my daily vitamin.
There's everything in those dailies.
The one thing I can't take when I wake up is zinc. I would puke.
Zinc stinks.
Dude, that's why. Okay, that one time. Hold on. No, I'm confused. I'm confused because I don't know if I hate Mexican candy as much as I do. Remember that one day I was going crazy on Twitter how much I hated it?
Yeah.
Do you know what happened before then?
No.
I didn't eat all day and I was about to like either leave town or I was like scared I was going to get sick because somebody else was. I took a 50 milligram of zinc pill on an empty stomach and apparently that makes your whole everything feel just awful.
Yeah, you get like seconds away, if not.
Why do we need zinc?
It helps your autoimmune or your immune system.
I think it helps your autoimmune system.
It's a trace mineral, meaning that the body only needs small amounts, and yet it's necessary for almost 100 enzymes to carry out vital. For your reaction channel, just take a zinc before.
Carry out.
You'll get better reactions.
Viral chemical reactions. Viral chemical reactions.
Me before zinc.
Yeah,
that was
after.
Cool, I guess. That was funny.
Did it actually say viral?
No, it says vital.
Oh.
Chemical reactions.
Look up zinc empty stomach.
Zinc empty.
I never really looked into it, but I think it has something to do with metabolism.
Zinc supplements are most effective if they are taken at least 1 hour or two after, or 1 hour before or 2 hours after meals. However, if zinc supplements cause stomach upsets, they may be taken with a meal.
With a meal.
You know where I learned that, actually? It wasn't even from you. I learned it on, I was just like on my phone. I think it was like a TikTok. And it was SpongeBob and Patrick AI. And SpongeBob was like,
unethical life hacks. If you want to skip work, take a 50 milligram of Zeke on an empty stomach. You will then throw up 5 minutes later.
And then Patrick was like, yeah. And then, like, he did his own thing.
Whoa, that's actually effective as
fuck.
Is it
the same ones where they go, like, press a share button to find out who blocked you or something like that?
Probably.
Yeah, like an engagement form.
That's
yeah.
crazy because you remembered all that. That's memorable. That means it worked.
Unethical life
that's
tips.
Crazy.
Unethical life
thank
tips.
You, SpongeBob.
Wait, yeah, like the news anchor, like the SpongeBob news anchor that
breaking,
delivers news.
Breaking news!
Breaking news!
SpongeBob crashed into the
what are you drinking?
Ship.
Huh? What is he drinking?
What am lean, I drinking?
Lean,
I'm drinking zinc. Lean how it should be.
He's drinking
lean,
zinc.
Lean. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is there zinc in that?
Yeah, I put 300 milligrams of zinc in it. And
it's
then
over.
So,
over.
So okay, look up. Then, can you fat. Look up daily vitamins for a second? Because I am a little curious.
Like what makes daily, like what are you supposed to take?
Larry's
every day?
Actually physically looking up for the listeners at home. He's looking up at the ceiling.
Daily dose of
daily
vitamins.
Daily vitamins, you said, right?
Yeah. Yeah, daily vitamins. Daily. What do you take? Ollie?
Yeah. Ollie's,
oh, is
Ollie's
it in
great.
Like a is it in like a square rounded
yeah.
sort
yeah,
of
I know exactly.
that. There are 13. There are 13 essential vitamins. Vitamin A, C, D, E, K, N, B vitamins, which just break down to like a lot of really small things.
They look like 13 to you?
Wait.
Wait, hold on.
What the fuck?
A, C, D, E, K, and then the
this
B vitamins are
Theamine, riboflavin, niacin, panthenine,
Binance.
My glasses are
yeah,
the, up.
Yeah. There are 13. There are
Did
13.
You take the FTX vitamin?
No, I don't know what that is.
I think I've taken every vitamin in the world because I was so interested in vitamins for a while.
Is there a vitamin Z?
You just take shit to take shit, dude.
I took fish oils. I took
fuck yeah.
Mega Red for
oh, dude, your coat's going to get good.
I took, yeah, it is. I took,
yeah, it is.
I took, no, I actually bought like a vitamin thing for, it was called silver, and it was for people 50 year old.
Colloidal silver?
I think it was that.
Oh my God.
And it
You're
was
not supposed to take a lot of colloidal silver.
What is that for? Like colonoscopies?
Dude, it'll turn your skin blue and your hair like silver.
Kentucky Blue people.
Look up guy.
Like, I don't think it was that then because my dad
takes
was taking
colloidal
it.
Silver every day.
Just one second, because look.
There he is. That's him.
Dude,
that's why skin's blue?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, I got to tell my dad to stop taking
it. Dude, the Kentucky Blue people are crazy.
Wait,
dude.
Look up guy takes colloidal silver every day and then look up picture. If that's the same
guy takes. How do you spell that?
Tanner, do you have hair on your back?
Yeah.
Oidal.
I want to see your hair on your back later.
Yeah, I can schedule that.
I'll book you. I can pencil you in.
It is him.
Okay.
It's the same guy, dude. It's Papa Smurf.
So you can take it in small amounts, that won't happen. But if you take it every day for like years,
whoa,
sure.
This other guy's blue too.
That poor guy.
What is what is the reason why people turn blue when they take colloidal silver? Or what is it called?
I think it contains silver.
Paul Kerrison.
Oh, he's dead.
Started taking colloidal silver with his friend developed. He's red.
Oh, he's dead.
Colloidal silver is like a homeopathic remedy that hasn't been proven to really help anything. But
oh, what? Homeopathic remedy?
Yeah.
The fuck
after self-medicating.
It's like it's a self, right? Self thing like you do?
Yeah, it's like not
instead of
pill.
Being like vaccinated or something, you do like.
It's homeopathic. It's just like.
Lord have mercy, that's scary photos.
Like non-doctor shit.
Are you guys going to vaccinate your children?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm just going to give them ashwagandha.
Tanner just shrugged. He's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. You can blow it. Don't worry.
Yummy has to go blow his nose. Wait, Yummy, would you vaccinate your kids? Are you going to vaccinate your kids?
Why are you being like controversial? Yeah, sure.
Controversial?
Controversial.
This is a little hot topic.
Controversial?
Yeah, it's a hot topic.
I mean,
like when your kids are like babies?
All right, we'll talk about it when you get back.
My mom didn't give me shit as a baby.
You're an anti-vax kid?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was vaccinated.
Yeah, we just said that explains so much about Isaac. And I'm the controversial one.
No, I was vaccinated. I was vaccinated. I'm pretty fine.
My mom,
you're pretty blue.
My mom was scared of, like,
Wait,
so vaccinating meaning like no boosters when you're a kid? Like you go to the doctor to get boosters?
I don't know.
Can I say
exactly.
something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say something.
This is also for people that want to comment. This is crazy. I remember when I was, I think, like 6 years old, I got a shot in my knee and then another shot in my other knee that same day, and they gave me two Band-Aids on my knees.
Tanner, they injected knees into your knee.
You have
yeah,
knees.
You got extra knees.
I got
that,
knees.
Didn't you?
There are bees in those knees.
That's the
you have the bees knees.
But
That's the annual six-year-old injection.
Can somebody tell me what the hell that was for? Because I asked my mom, and she said, I don't remember. Oh. All right. Here, Larry, go ahead and look up freaky knee syndrome.
No, I don't. Oh, my God. Is that why?
It's a Washington thing.
That's exactly why.
Here you go, Tanner. Oh, creaky knees, dude. You got creaky knees.
Because I remember I was scared, and I got a shot in my knee right in the soft spot.
How's joint injection performed to children?
These
are just joint injections.
No way, it's cortisone.
Whoa.
Did I get cortisone in my knees?
To one or two in any single location. Is it concerns repetitive exposure? I don't know, dude.
Oh, my God. Wait, do the leg thing again? And that doesn't hurt, right?
That's crazy.
This doesn't hurt at all?
No.
Dude, do you think they were trying to prevent this?
You think they buffed it?
Do you think they made it
stronger? Doctors know like how tall you're going to be. They know
they
about your bone
Tanner
structure.
They turned Tanner into a mutant.
Do you think they were trying
to
stop
the shorter?
Freak knees?
They're like, this guy's going to be 6'4". We got to
we got to nerf him. He's going to be handsome. Yeah. He's going to be beautiful.
Fuck, he's going to be beautiful.
Oh, he's
going to
be too perfect. Damn it.
Dang, dude. You got nerfed. I'm sorry. It's all good.
Don't cry,
hey, look, listen. I have a story for you. When I was I think I was below the age of 5. I was probably two or 3. I fell down the stairs.
Aww.
Sorry. Why'd you?
You're my best friend.
Aww.
Why'd you fall?
Wait, when did you change your shirt?
Oh, today.
Okay.
Yeah, I fell down the stairs. I wanted to go down the stairs, so I opened the door, and there was no baby lock all the way at the top to prevent me from opening it. So I opened the door and took a step, and then tumbled all the way down.
Damn.
I remember the very last part of falling down. I fell on my head, but I didn't get hurt. My mom was crying. My dad was "Oh no," and that was it. I don't know what my dad was like. I just remember my mom being sad.
I remember when I was a little kid, I was on the top bunk. I was on the top bunk, and I peed off of the top bunk because I didn't know how to get down. So I peed off of it, and I was aiming for my toy box that I had, and I was like, I'll just pee in the toy box.
So how'd you ever get down?
I fell down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that works. That's how
I forgot I was on the top bunk because I fell back asleep. Then I just fell off. I was like, oh!
You didn't have the guards on?
No.
Oh, fuck.
No guard? Holy
dude,
shit.
Washington's different, dude. They move Diffy, bro.
I don't care,
Washington, when they sleep, they're rocks.
That's why my skin hard as a rock.
Wait, how old were you when that happened?
I was like, gotta be
22.
Eight? Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Wait.
Yeah,
you didn't know how to get down from the top bunk at 8?
Hey, dude, they feel tall. They feel really tall.
Yeah, when you're it was that feeling where, you miss a step and you're like, whoa, it was kind of like that.
Ah!
Yeah, I can tell that Larry's never been on top of a bunk bed
yes,
before.
Yes, I have.
Bullshit.
Yes, I have.
When you were a kid?
I always want to be top bunks. I want to climb the little stair.
But you don't remember how tall they used to be? It's scary it was?
No, it was just like...
I always had a fear that I'd see eyes looking at me through the rails of the top bunk.
Yep.
Okay, the only fear I ever had was the thing breaking down.
In Step Brothers?
Yep. Well, actually, I didn't watch that step.
Look up Step Brothers bunk bed collapses.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
You'll see.
Step Brothers bunk beds. There it is. It's right there. It's a really great scene. It's iconic, as
this
we say.
This is how we
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Tanner.
That is me.
Yeah.
You do that every single Saturday, dude.
I would love it if it snowed here and I'd have to shovel.
Skip. Yeah, right here.
Here we go.
Do it! Da,
da, da, da, da, da, da.
Hey, I never asked you.
This is Tanner.
This is Tanner right here. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
This part gets so funny. There's blood everywhere.
There's blood everywhere. It's so bad. There's blood everywhere.
Oh,
and so watch.
Why did you let us do that?
There's blood everywhere, man.
Oh. It's so bad.
How would you
say that? Oh, no.
Viewers at home,
you've never seen this. This is, dude, you have to watch that.
Larry, this is by far one of the funniest movies I've ever
watched.
And viewers at home, if you have not seen Step Brothers, please take the time.
I'm so sad because I didn't watch it when you guys watched it. I don't remember what happened, but I think I probably fell asleep.
Stone cold sober, laughing our fucking asses.
We were stoned out of our world.
That movie is just that funny. I'll be real, I think I watched it 20 times in my lifetime.
I would watch it again.
And Jesus. I still laugh at it.
I would watch it again. It's so fucking funny, dude.
It's just a classic.
Just the Derek scene alone was enough for the Derek scene killed me.
Yeah.
Killed me.
Dude, it's so funny. This movie's great.
It's flat. So flat. You don't even look good singing.
You have to watch this. For anyone at home, you have to watch it. If you've not,
I have to take some time and watch it.
Take some time. What the fuck?
I have to light up the candles. All
right, tonight we watch
the warm
it.
Water. Yeah, tonight we
watch
it.
There you go. So it's a date.
Look at a poop. It's a date.
Tanner,
a day.
Check your schedule. Your really busy schedule. See if you can
so
fit us in.
You're looking at my back hair on in an hour.
I gotta grab a mirror and look at myself and make sure I'm okay.
Smile in the mirror for 2 hours.
Tanner schedule.
Make cereal. Don't eat it.
Run in a straight
Play
line
basketball.
For 2 hours.
Do a sobriety test sober. See if you can pass it.
You gonna play basketball today?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play basketball.
He's been waiting for someone to ask that question. Yeah. Where did Yummy go?
He went to blow his nose.
Oh God.
Wait, no, he had to go to poop.
We're having a part two here.
What did he do?
No way he comes back in.
He better
dude, eventually come back. We should all just leave the podcast.
He better come back.
I was about to go get...
Huh? You're about to go get what? I don't hear anything.
Is he talking? Oh, he's talking? Whoa.
Oh, no. Well, anyway. Shut the fuck up. Wait. I think I can hear him. Hold on.
Get out.
Oh, damn. Okay. Wait, can we do something real quick? Because I remember we did one bit where like I was like, all right, let's try to make this sound like New York. Like a busy New York, okay? Now let's try to do a busy Halloween night. Okay? So the wind's blowing.
Ding dong.
Trick-or-treat. Get on my lawn.
What are you supposed to
get off of my lawn?
Want some candy?
I'm a zombie.
Oh, that's good.
Want a candy apple?
Hi. Hi, kids.
Oh, there's a razor blade.
Oh, yeah, we have Kit Kats and Reese's Puffs.
Mom, can we have pizza?
I've been dying to see you.
All right, hold on now. Yummy's back. Yummy, you walked away to go blow your nose. And the last topic we saw with you, we're going to bring this back around. Would you vaccinate your kids?
Yeah.
Were you vaccinated?
Like when they were babies?
Yeah.
Duh. What do you mean?
Yeah. I didn't know that was a controversial question.
Yeah. People are like, vaccines give the kids autism. That's why autism exists.
Well, Isaac doesn't have a vaccination when he was a kid. He's
exactly.
I can't
right.
speak. I can't speak on that too much. I know I skipped a few. I don't know about all of them.
He did 1, 2, skip a few, 99, 100.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, 1, 2, maybe not. I can tell you right now, my mom didn't give me
wait.
You know, fluoride.
Yeah,
the that's light like the for dentist. Your teeth.
Isn't that light? Oh,
they do that in tap water.
Yeah,
they have fluoride
they do
in tap
have,
water.
They do have fucking fluoride in tap water, but she. Wait, what?
What's going on, buddy?
What?
Why'd you point at Yummy?
Yummy, were you there when I was talking about where I got a shot? Because maybe you know.
A shot.
I got two shots, one in this knee and one in this knee at the same time. But when I was like six years old.
You told me that?
No, I was.
He's asking
you were gone.
If you know.
Do you
have any idea?
Yeah,
what
you
that
were
is.
Gone. That's why I'm telling you right now.
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
So when you were a kid, you got booster shots in the arm, right?
Like as a baby?
But then like growing up to like 6 or 7 or actually even like 12.
Oh, to prevent like tetanus and stuff.
Yeah.
And like growth boosters, is that what they're called?
I don't think.
Look it up, laptop guy.
You only do
you
growth
fucking look it up, bro.
Oh my God. He has a name, dude.
I think you only do growth boosters if you're tiny, like underdeveloped.
Well, the reason why Tanner said that is because, I mean, Tanner, bend your knees real quick. I mean, just show an example.
Oh, they
he got two
legs.
Shots.
Yeah, did they invert
on
my
those
legs?
Two knees right there.
Like, I literally got a shot in my knee, both knees, and I don't know what it was. And I
Mouth
asked my mom, knees. And she couldn't remember.
Oh, man.
She's
like, I don't
know.
Just has
two shots for no reason.
Maybe you were, like, tweaking over, like, a different area to get it, and they just did it in your legs. I don't know.
It might have been, like, maybe I just didn't know. But I swear to God, I had Band-Aids on my knees.
It's to remind the body.
Well, the body it's crazy. It's crazy because they're talking about COVID, but immunity for the... Yeah, I mean, I don't think
help the immune system boost.
You know what? I'm gonna go get my medical history when I was like 6 years old and find out what that was.
You think they still have that?
100%.
Dude, what?
I dislocated my shoulder.
My bad.
I dislocated my shoulder when I was like 4.
No, you didn't.
Dude. Yeah, my sisters would.
My sisters would put me down. There's always pull my arm.
There's always like a sister involved in sisters. These tragedies.
So here's what happened. I was like a little freak kid. I was like, "Hello, everybody." And my sisters.
God, you are a freak. What the fuck?
That was pretty freaky.
My sisters,
hello, everybody.
My sisters would like torture me. They would like poke my head like over and over again until I'm like, "Stop! Get off of me!" And then there's this one time where they took it too far. They grabbed me and they were like swinging me around by my arms.
Oh my God.
And then they let go of one arm and then my shoulder popped out. And I was like, ah! And then, I dislocated my shoulder. I was like, mom! And it was like dangling there. And so
older sisters can either be really, really kind and protective or they can be evil as fuck.
No, they felt bad. And I was at the hospital. But you know how I fixed it? We didn't even have to pay. I fell off the doctor's bed and it popped back into place.
Oh my fucking God. No then,
oh my God. Bed
dude, I can imagine like
falling off
the
beds.
Scene would be so funny if you're like looking at the ground. You're like, let me see if this works. you're like scooting over like.
Dude, you gave me a horrible memory.
Really?
Oh no.
When I broke my arm when I was in third grade, it was like, so I broke it. I broke my left one in third grade. Both the bones in the arm broke. And then, you know how, like, you just, like, you have arms and they don't feel like they have any weight at all? Yeah, you just have arms?
Yeah, yeah, you can control the whole thing.
When they fucking break, it feels like you have a million pounds in a skin sack of bones.
Is it like when you fall asleep on your arm and then you're, like, looking at it, you're like, why?
Kind of.
I hate that.
But, like, imagine, like, everything that would just feel normal is, like, all being, like, all the weight is, like, here. It feels like your entire arm. Like,
I've never dislocated. I've never broken. I'm so fucking deadly.
Me too.
I'm scared as fuck.
That's
how the hell did you break both of those bones?
That's fucked.
I broke both the bones in this arm and both the bones.
Did they literally, like, shatter? Like, literally, like, broke, like, shatter fucking.
Fracture.
Yes.
Was it just a clean?
Completely
broken. It was just a clean snap?
Literally, like, a pencil broken.
What the hell did you do?
So hold on, let me like my arm length was like this, and then when it was like when they took a picture on the pillow at the hospital, my fingertips were like back here because my arm was like this.
It overlapped.
Like that.
They were like literally
it was like this
up.
And then that.
It was like a bridge under my
God,
skin.
Oh my God, dude.
So how did you break it?
So I was riding a skateboard down my driveway, and then I was always scared to go full speed from the top of the driveway down to the bottom because, you know, like for draining, there's like that little dip. I made it over that and I was like going right and I was like, hell yeah, I made it past the point I was scared of.
Was there a really small rock?
Pretty much.
There was a rock
that was like that size.
Yeah.
And
right at the wheel?
Yeah, it literally hit the wheel and on the road there was like a foot of just white line from me hitting the rock and it flung me forward. Skateboard stopped. And I was like so like my I was going fast. It was like the whole thing was downhill, and I was coming like literally like I was gonna land on my head. And when I went to put my arms out, it was so late. The back of my hand went on the road.
Oh like fuck! That. Oh fuck! Oh,
Lord have mercy on me.
Excuse my language. Sorry.
I gotta say something real quick actually because that reminded me. My dad's friend or sorry my friend's dad said that backwards.
God, heebie-jeebies.
Before he would like skateboard or anything like or we would just play like in the driveway. He would grab that big ass broom that like that's like outdoors, and he would just like sweep the whole street.
I didn't know that,
and I was like, "Why do you like?" I always wondered, like, "Why do you?"
That
do
is,
that?
Believe it or not, the one reason I never got into skateboarding was because I fell too many fucking.
Dude,
times.
You didn't look at Tony Hawk. You were like,
"One rock,
tiny rock in the road could ruin everything for me."
The worst part of that story was I was wearing my SpongeBob and Patrick. It was a red T-shirt, and they were sitting on a football field goal.
Sick.
And then, but to fix my arm, they had to cut the entire shirt off my body because they couldn't take it off. So they took scissors. They just went, they cut the whole thing all the way.
Was that your favorite shirt?
It was my favorite shirt.
Oh my God!
That's the worst part of the whole story.
Yep.
Is that you lost your favorite shirt?
And I've never found it on the internet since. You can't find it. It's impossible.
What's it called?
It was just SpongeBob and Patrick sitting on a field goal. It was a red T-shirt.
Look up SpongeBob and Patrick. Okay, I guess I could do that.
I was spelled this completely wrong. There's something about sitting here with a laptop that makes
me look at this world that we're in. It's like it just shows from
this
the last.
This is crazy. This is
you have
messed
to look
up
shirt.
That's like when they broadcasted the football games.
Yeah, oh, ew. Ew.
Can something. I have that? Can somebody
it's
give me that?
It's their teeth all broken and shit. Ooh.
Wait, do you know what store it could have been from? My guess would be Kohl's.
No, it's like a hand-me-down.
So you guys know how those people ride like longboards and they've got those gloves with those pads on? And
I used
they
to
like,
do that. But Rapid they, like, Crew, we have that.
They go down like really, yeah, really steep hills, steep and they use, hills, the, and they use those the pads on the like, grounds.
Yeah, yeah, they go.
Yeah, dude.
I used to do that.
You did not
I
do
swear
that.
I did. But I could never get the hang of like actually using my hands to slide.
You'd go fast?
Yeah, I'd go down hills.
How would you stop?
I would just keep going. I wouldn't go down crazy hills because usually you have to stop by going and using the pucks.
Yeah.
But I would just do like
You
baby
had the
hills.
Pucks?
I did have them. Yeah, I was trying to practice.
He pulled out the name. He said pucks. He even said gloves. I think I believe him.
Because you can make homemade ones where you put hockey pucks on gloves.
Holy crap, dude. Yeah. Oh, we were talking about the thing where you slide and you
Yeah, you slide and it's just like the hard part so your hands
That's
get
scary.
Up.
I don't...
But I never did it again after I fell and hit my head and got knocked out.
Oh, hell no.
Damn. Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't
I never no, did it again.
So, for your shirt, your favorite shirt ever that we should figure out how to get that. Were they just sitting there? That was just it. It was just them on a field goal, like a SpongeBob themed field goal.
I don't really remember too much, but I'm pretty sure they're both sitting on a field goal, like different sides of it.
We'll find it at some point, but
unless I'm like completely,
it's gonna
tripping.
Be like it's like lost media.
All right, this is the power of the internet. Like you know when you get to like lose your dog and then you're like, you
well, no, 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 it's just like, summon. Let's hey, summon. Let's
it's
summon.
Like that one thing where like I watched this one episode and I just don't remember like
yeah,
where it was.
Summon, summon the viewers at home. Viewers at home,
this
help
is like
us.
A, this
help
is like
us.
A rainbow. This is like a rainbow call out where
that's
he's like.
Scary.
That is pretty weird.
Isaac, you would actually rock that.
Should I rock the,
dude,
the SpongeBob
can you guys
compression
do this?
Shirts?
Can you guys rock this?
That'd be crazy.
Patrick Starr compression shirt would go ham.
All right, for the listeners at home, we're looking for a red t-shirt.
Sorry, it's just like a
Yeah!
It's detailed.
Oh my god, I want to I want to look. I'm going to...
Come on,
Yummy,
man.
Yummy, are you okay with us doing a PSA?
What's the PSA?
The PSA is that we need help finding a red SpongeBob shirt in the field goal.
It's got to be old. This was like 2005.
Oh, yeah, it's old seven. One.
Oh, it's vintage.
If you see a red t-shirt or any other color with SpongeBob and Patrick on a field goal post, may look old or not, send it to us and we'll take a look.
That'd be crazy if we actually...
Listen, you could make you could bring back some of Yummy's childhood. If you can do that for Yummy... Look, he's... So
look how sad he is. Make a sad face quick. All right,
oh
sure.
My
play,
God,
play Sarah! The
I
Sarah song is set in the arms of angels.
Oh, now let him acapella. Let him acapella. Okay, never mind.
That was good.
Y'all were watching Step Brothers while I was gone, bro. What?
Just a little bit.
Did you watch
just
that
one
before?
Scene?
What, Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Step Brothers.
He loves it.
Dude, the first time I saw Step Brothers, I was like 9 years old.
You know what's another good movie that I just remembered?
Step
Blades
Sisters.
Of Glory.
That is. That's me and my dad watched it. And it was
is
funny.
That Ben Stiller and
It is.
Oh, I've always seen.
Dude,
my brother,
I haven't seen Blades
of Glory. No, it's not Ben Stiller.
We should have been watching this.
No, Blades of Glory is good.
It's Owen Wilson and who?
It's not Owen Wilson.
That's Will Ferrell.
It's Owen Wilson.
No, click on it.
Is that not Will Ferrell?
It's Will Ferrell.
It's Will Ferrell and.
Wait, hold on here.
John Newman?
I think that's the Napoleon Dynamite guy.
What the fuck? No way.
That is. It is.
What?
It is. Click on Jimmy.
John Heater?
Click on Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah, that guy right there.
John? I thought the guy from Marley and Me. But maybe I'm wrong.
He's from Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, he's in Blades of Glory.
Which one is he?
The main guy.
The bench warmer. Surf, surf, dude. Oh, my
monster
house.
No, he's everywhere.
What the
fuck? Napoleon Dynamite was the start.
Yeah, that was his first movie, and it got him famous.
I was thinking of a completely different. I was thinking of Zoolander.
Zoolander's good.
Is that where the gas station... scene in Zoolander?
Kung Fu Rabbit. Can we click on Kung Fu Rabbit?
Kung Fu Rabbit. The Legend of Kung Fu Rabbit.
How long is this podcast this right now?
Oh, this podcast 2 hours right now.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we're at about three
wow.
hours.
Oh my god, it is 2:40.
Yeah, because I gotta go to a doctor's appointment. They have to go grab my balls. My balls.
Your testiculars.
Don't grab them, doc.
They're so lucky. I'll tell you one thing, dude.
Tell me about it.
We haven't hit an hour yet.
Figure out how to tell a 2-minute joke.
Yeah, but I gotta go.
Figure out how to tell a 2-minute joke. Go.
A 2-minute joke.
Yeah. Isaac, if you need to go, we could just stay back.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I could go use the bathroom and not come back to the next podcast.
Yeah, where'd you go? Okay. You're in the bathroom?
I gotta use the bathroom now.
I'm gonna go to your bathroom and I'm gonna find out. Oh.
Just don't go use Tanner's, dude. You'll never come out.
Yeah, it's a portal.
It's a portal.
For the listeners at home, Isaac's going to the bathroom.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Bro, you know what I was thinking about?
What were you thinking about?
Sorry, I burped. That was gross. Would Lean be good in Sprite?
Yeah,
I guess it would.
Yes, it
would.
You know what lean is good with? And Tanner figured it out. It was with vodka.
Yeah, it's awesome with it. And then I put Sprite in it to make it bubbly.
Ooh. Yeah. And it's a crazy It's a pretty good mixer.
Yep.
Right?
Sprite, lean. I do caffeine-free because I don't want caffeine and alcohol in the same body.
Yeah.
Bye, Isaac. I'm talking so my camera's activated on your half-moon butt.
Moon butt.
Read anyway. All about it.
Yeah, no. I think that with Sprite it could work.
Yeah.
We need to grab like a section of the house and make like a little bar area, but it's all gamer sub shit, and we have the skeleton guy. We have a skeleton guy there, and we just
what about
test
a video and we like test like what lean's good with for the group
channel.
If
you
want
to watch that, dude, we'll all dress up like bartenders.
What do you think?
We'll have a little bartender area.
We mix it with
area.
Thick water, like you know the thick water.
Thick water, Sprite, alcohol.
Yep. Oh, come on, baby.
Beer.
Come on, baby.
Beer. Beer. What beer do you
coffee?
Like?
Coffee, more caffeine, Coble.
I felt it. That was like our finger hairs touched together.
Like, yeah. The little atoms were like.
I don't like beer.
I don't like beer either. It tastes
beer
like piss
sucks.
Water.
I did. Actually. There was one time in Vegas, a fond memory, where I like put on slides with no socks, I had on like cargo shorts, and I forced myself to go outside, grill, and have a beer.
That's quite fond.
That's badass.
It's quite fond.
I was like, I'm going to be a dad today.
Jeez.
Did you mow the lawn?
No, we had fake grass.
Wait, I want to be a dad.
You had fake grass?
Hey, leave it alone. Fake grass is like
Vegas.
You
can't have real. I mean, you can, but it's so hard.
Is it because of the irrigation and watering, and water's like so needed there?
It's because there's always a drought, and then when water comes, it's a flash flood, and then there's water sanctions. Like you can only water your yard.
Can I ask you a question?
A couple times
a
week.
How the fuck is there a drought when you guys have some of the biggest water fountain shows in like the entire world on the strip?
Dude, the water fountains in your area are like.
Well, Lake Mead's been drying up. I mean, you've seen that, right?
Just pour water in it.
Look up Lake Mead dry. Like
spit in it.
Look how much it's dried up.
Like what?
Lake Mead.
M-E-A-D.
I got a fart, dude.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you a question, Yummy. Why do we say mead instead of med, like lead? We don't say lead. Oh, we do say lead. Holy shit.
Yeah. Like meadow. Think about meadow.
Meadow.
Never mind. All right. Mead. I didn't mean to. Lead. Go ahead. So Lake Mead is drying up.
Bad, yeah.
Lake Travis is also drying up. Unless they're taking water out.
Look at 2022 to 2023. It's right below it in this picture.
Can I go to the bathroom
real quick? I'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be back.
Wait, that looks like it filled up more. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Well, I hope it is. Oh, they are rising again.
Good. Hey, everyone's like spitting in it.
When is it rising again now, like 2024?
We look at 2024, and it looks... Jesus.
It looks empty.
It looks pretty empty to me.
Wait, are those giant like turbines or something?
I don't know. It's like a lot of hydroelectric power comes from Lake Mead, I believe.
The dam.
Yeah, and I think there's a water supply. Or that could be from Hoover Dam. I honestly don't know. I just know Vegas is very advanced with that type of shit, and we need Lake Mead for
You know
water.
Something I want to get over? I have a fear. I have a fear of deep water, and I really would like to get over that fear by going like deep diving. I feel like having a scuba tank, scuba gear.
I feel like first step to get over that would be swimming in a lake.
Oh,
a really deep lake.
I don't fuck with lakes. I don't fuck with lakes.
Why?
Lakes are fucking terrifying, dude.
Lakes can have bodies. They can have fish that can bite you,
dude.
I remember I had a weird experience. It wasn't horrible. Like it's some honest to God, it's some pussy shit. But I was swimming out far from wherever I was. I forgot where I was. And I just remember something like literally like nibbled on my toe, and that was like my first and only and last strike. And I just left the beach, and I was like, I don't want to get back in the water, dude. I'm scared something grabbed me. And then it didn't like hurt. It was just like it felt like a fish. Like I was like, ooh. And I
hate. I guess I'm lucky because I have had the opportunity to be like in the ocean a lot. And
me too. Yeah.
I've gone snorkeling. I haven't gone like full scuba diving or anything, but I've gone snorkeling with like flippers and everything. Mm-hmm. I've like jumped off of like boats like deep in the ocean.
Oh hell yeah.
Not speed boats,
right? Just normal boats.
No, like just like boats. Just like where like fishing boats, like a private fishing boat.
Right.
I don't know, nothing too crazy. But like when I was a kid, it's called Castaway Keys. It's a part of Disney. We went on a Disney cruise when I was like 5, and you actually can get in the water and you can go snorkeling. And it's kind of creepy. Actually, look
at
it up.
At Disney?
It's creepy because, like, it's so old now. Look up Castaway Keys Mickey statue. They have, like, underwater statues and shit. Yeah.
It's, like, rusted now?
They're
God.
It's kind of creepy because of how old they are. But you just go snorkeling in the ocean,
It's cute.
It's pretty shallow, and they just have like a whole bunch of like little Disney.
So it's things. Oh, I see.
So I did that when I was 5. I like got a picture with a dolphin, and he like kissed cute. Me on the cheek.
I gotta say, my closest calls to like ever dying have always been related to water. The first memory I have where like I was just so death like so scared was when I was at a pool party. And I got pushed into, like, the deep end of the water by this little fucking girl who, like, I don't even know who it was, but damn. So I got pushed in, and all I remember was everybody else was looking at me, but nobody was coming in to help me at all except for my mom. And that was, like, my mom was the only person that ran to me and picked me up, but nobody else was checking up on me. And I was like, damn, all these fucking people are fake.
I almost got drowned. I tried I tried helping save somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got drowned with them, and I was like, wow, never saving someone again.
Yeah, it's scary, dude.
I almost got drowned because me and my friend were like, you know when you're like fighting somebody in the pool, kind of like you're just like guys, like middle school, yeah. like boys, and like yeah. you're roughhousing in the pool,
yeah. Yeah.
and then it, out of nowhere it just starts going too far.
Yep. So,
like, someone hits too hard and they take it like personally and they just start.
That's happened to me, and he was like 3 years older than me, and I was underneath the water in a headlock for like, I don't even know how long, probably like 40 seconds.
Jesus,
yeah,
dude.
That's not good.
Oh my God.
Young, I mean, like it's pretty bad when you have like, because I didn't have like a sibling to like roughhouse with like that type shit, but I had cousins who were like brothers that would, and they had a pool, and like watching them throw each other into the pools and like belly flopping onto each other and like wrestling underwater and like holding them underneath, I was scared to fuck with them because I didn't want to like, you know, and they were older than me by a few years too.
Yeah.
Like I think the age gap was like 8 years.
That's crazy.
So like
they probably knew not to mess with you then.
Yeah.
My friend's older brother used to do the alligator death roll. He'd literally pull his younger brother down to the bottom of the pool.
And then start rolling.
And then roll it.
Dude.
I would cry and not come home. That's like the worst
Oh my
thing.
God. That's fucking
dude,
horrible.
I was just thinking about this. Remember when like we were kids and we'd hear someone was in high school and we were like, holy shit, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you hear some, like when you're still that young and you're like, you hear like someone's in college and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like you're in college. We used to think they were like so old. And now, like, we're past college.
Well, for me, it was even middle school, dude. I was like, that kid's in middle school. What?
Well, dude, now, someone that's, like, really young is going to look at us and be like, you're out of college?
Well, I saw a video about this, actually, recently, where it was, like, a middle-aged dude going through, like, his, like, day-to-day.
Yeah.
And he was probably, like, 30s or whatever. And people were asking him, like, do you need help cross the street? Do you want to use your senior citizen discount? Like, all this stuff. And he was just, like, confused.
Right.
And like at the end of the video, they like took a picture of him for his birthday, and he went from like young to like on the phone, he was like really old, and it was just kind of showing you that like you're gonna feel young, like way younger than you actually are, for, like your whole life. Like you're never gonna, because like for me, I do feel you. I feel like I'm like 20 still.
Yeah. Right. But I feel like that
like
too.
I feel like I'm 13 right now still.
Well, that's not good, Tanner.
Tanner wakes up, packs his lunchbox, goes to school. I'm not gonna lie, sometimes you act like it.
We do get lunchable. Oh shit, he just grew up. Oh, he just went to middle school.
Yeah, I'm still 13.
Hey, yeah.
What? No, how cool would it be if I was like,
oh, oh no, you have a fucking gun. You
like Tom and Jerry.
Yep.
Can you get that, please? Look up that video, please.
Dude, that video is so fucking funny.
Look up, like, I think it's like Tom and Jerry Smooth or something.
Jerry Flirt.
Oh, is that when he was flirting with the pretty cat?
It was right here.
Like, but we need the guy talking over it.
I think it's this. It's definitely the. Hey!
It's a monkey.
There she is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
Oh, is this the.
Oh, hello, man.
Look how cool this nigga Tom is.
This is me walking up to Larry.
Wait, hold on. This
is so cold. Look, boom. Ooh. Bam. Throw the little small boot on the counter. Boom. Pop the hat. What's up? Me gonna smoke the seed.
How you doing, Ma?
In one hand. Flip it. Leave it open.
Yep.
Let the mouse lick it. Ooh. Come here, bitch.
Come here, bitch. Lick this shit.
Hey, boom. Throw it in the air. Pop it with the fire. Bam. One pull, nigga. Done with it.
Boom. Throw it away.
What's that? Howdy, bitch.
Howdy, bitch.
One pull. Boom.
On boom. Mm. Let the little round rhythm. Boom.
Let the rat lick it.
Oh, hold on. Dracula flow. What do you guys know about this shit?
I'm moving different.
Right?
This shit ain't nothing to me, man.
Oh, my God. I remember watching this video when it was at 70,000 views.
Really?
What happened?
He blew up.
This is the biggest guy of all time.
Yeah, he's huge.
I saw him. Why did I see him?
I showed you guys this video months ago.
Did you?
I played it. Yes. We were at Taco Bell drive-thru.
Holy.
And I started. We DMT. Were at a drive-thru.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that?
The DMT cart?
DMT cart right
yeah, when
now.
He took it into like the CS match.
I'm
he's
not
like.
Breakthrough. I'm going to hit it, but I'm not going to break through.
Oh, here we go.
Hold on, nigga. I'm hitting it not enough to break through.
Though. Not enough to break through. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is it really that fast?
Yeah. Is it?
Oh, he's freaking out, man.
Yeah, it's within, I'd say, like 15 seconds.
Oh, my God.
That's so crazy. How long does it last?
15 minutes.
Oh, my God. But it feels probably like...
It could feel like years. It's got the same like mental effect that you get from a dream. Where you,
not
you,
enough to break through.
You dream for a few minutes, and then you
and
know
it feels like
hours.
Hours.
Would I get arrested if I look up how to get DMT right now?
Yeah, you would get arrested.
DMT would be like, I mean, usually it's not like years. It's mostly like hours or whatever. But it's also kind of like an inconceivable amount of time that you're like in there.
Because person to person.
Well, how
right.
do I? How
but
do
also
I
you can't
know?
Gauge it.
How do I know I'm not living that Finn and Jake sort of conundrum?
How do you not know you're still in that, like, at
you
Isaac's
see that?
Place, at Isaac's place right now, dude?
Oh, my God. I'm in Isaac's basement right now, realistically speaking.
You're coping. You built out the reality that you want in your head to make you feel better.
And then I'm going to see a lamp. I'm going to see a lamp that's, like, looking a little off, and I'm going to realize. Did you know about that story?
No.
You should look it up. There was a guy that was in, it was either
where
a
do I look up?
Guy
like a psychosis, like a drug induced
coma
psychosis.
On YouTube
up,
or on Google?
Just on Google. I think you can look up like coma lamp looking off or something like that. And it was basically like this guy weird. It was like
parallel life woken by a lamp.
Yeah,
that was a long story, geez.
But I don't know what r/ is this, because I hope it's not like r/ like
r/ glitch in the matrix.
Okay, well, it was like this story of a guy that like had an entire life. And like he was like 30 years old, he had like a wife and kids, and he was just in a coma. And the only reason that he found out he was in a coma was because like a lamp looked like off.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Here we go. I stopped eating and I left the couch only to use the bathroom at first. Soon I stopped that too, as I wasn't eating or drinking. I started at fucking. Oh, I stared at the fucking lamp for 3 days before my wife got really worried. She had someone come and try to talk to me. By this time, what does that say?
Zoom in, bro.
My cog.
I don't know.
Zoom in.
What? Oh, my bad, bro.
I mean, just...
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm seeing... I'm just, my cognizance, I guess, was breaking up, and my wife was freaking out. She took the kids to her... Dude, it's okay. He's, like, retelling
you
this
ever,
like it happened.
Have you like, ever... Sorry, this is, like, caveat, but it's, like, the same thing. Have you ever had, like, so many micro details in a story, or, like, what? Like, how is that even possible?
What
like,
do you mean?
Like, you... sorry, in a dream. Like... Imagine, like, you feel like you're in a two-hour-long dream, but usually dreams are, like, kind of, like, this grand picture type thing that you just
right,
feel.
Right,
have you ever woken up and remembered, like, so many micro details
yeah,
where you almost
like
felt like
scattered.
Like, yeah, but you're yeah, like, how can my brain even make that
come
up
with
so
that, put it all
I
together and map it
when
out?
When I first started taking Zoloft, I had a crazy dream, and I remembered every single detail, and we had to, like, carry a pirate ship across the water because it wouldn't work. And Grunk, I think, crashed like a minivan, and everybody ran because there's like cocaine inside the minivan.
It's stuff like
and
that.
It
yeah,
is stuff like that. And then I ran away, but they caught me, and they were trying to like, who had the cocaine? I was like, I don't know. And then my mom was like, why would you do that? And I was like, I don't know.
It's like the nightmare.
Dude. Yeah, no, it was a nightmare. I remember every detail.
But imagine, like, in my head, like, for an example, like, imagine you need to, like, canoe across a lake. A lot of people, that's all they would remember. But, like, you're getting in the canoe. You see a red oar, a green oar, and a blue oar. You choose the blue oar, and then you're like, canoe. It's like, why do things like that even happen?
It's so like, why does
I've had that happen a
why
lot.
Why is your brain doing that without you even
yes,
like, trying to think of it? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
that's
like
so
there's a lot of
up,
studies on dreams.
It's crazy.
So fucked up. Mm-hmm. By the way, I was just about to get to like the peak right here because he said she took the kids to her mother's house just before I had an epiphany. Mm-hmm. The lamp is not real. The house is not real. The my wife, time, my kids, none of that is real. The last 10 years of my life are not fucking real. The lamp started to grow wider and deeper, and it was inverted dimensions. It took up my entire perspective, and all I could see was red. I heard voices, screams, all kinds of weird noises, and I became aware of pain. A fucking shit ton of pain. The first words I said were, I'm missing teeth, and I opened my eyes. I was laying on my back on the sidewalk surrounded by people that I didn't know. Lots were freaking out, and I was completely confused. Oh my god. At some point, a cop scooped me up, dragged, walked me across the sidewalk and grass and threw me face down in the back. Oh my god. At the back of a cop car, and I was still confused. I was taken to the hospital by the cop. Seems that he didn't want to wait for the ambulance to arrive and gave CT scans and shit. Dude. Oh, I went through about 3 years of horrid depression. I was grieving the loss of my wife and children and dealing with the knowledge that they never existed.
I have heard
about
this.
Oh my god, dude. This is fucked up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is that insane?
Yes.
Like,
but like it also makes this like okay, it's insane, but it's just like my curiosity of like how crazy your brain can like manipulate you to make you like it's almost in that same thing where like you know how adrenaline can almost make you like almost powerful. Superhuman. Yeah, it's like crazy that that's a possibility. That shit is wild, yeah. Brother.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if this was like a real thing or not, but I just remember hearing about it and I was like, that's pretty interesting.
That's wild, dude.
But yeah, it's kind of crazy to me that like you could be like what I was mentioning before about the Finn and Jake complex. It's like there's this really sad picture where like Finn is laying in bed in a coma and you just see like the thought bubble. And he's like running around happy with his dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're like Jake's like all
yeah,
stretchy
Jake's
and
all
shit.
Yeah, Jake's all stretchy and shit. Yeah.
I remember
and,
that
and
theory.
And then on the side of the bed in the hospital is like Jake that's just a regular dog.
Wasn't that like a creepypasta?
Look it up.
I'm Let's pretty sure
it. Let's it was like, look up Finn and Jake coma. Sure, and just go to images. I'm sure it's there. Yeah. It's like a sad picture.
It was, was
it's
it like.
It's gonna make me cry. Don't look at it.
No, it's.
Yeah, it's right here,
yeah.
Dude.
Finn
right
and Jake
here.
Theory.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're crying about it.
Oh, that's Bebo.
We're not sure if he'll ever wake up.
Isn't that so sad, dude?
Bebo was a machine that was like helping him.
Oh, man.
The dog was worried and he was, oh my goodness.
That's horrible.
No, that didn't happen. No. Oh, okay. This episode, though, where Jake like lost his mind.
And, like, that's his a good episode.
That was a scary episode.
The freak deer?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was
what
crazy.
What if like, when I go and look at Tanner's back hair in like 30 minutes, it's like, squeaky clean, and I'm like,
You see your reflection.
That's in my bag. Off. Tanner, that's off. Tanner, and it consumes me, and then I wake up.
Tanner struggling, like bend his knees. I'm like, why?
And then you're in an actual dream because, like, one day I'm just like sitting like this. Like, that's not right.
He doesn't do that.
And then I'd be like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? And I freak out.
Nah. I mean, guys, we just gotta love life. He's gotta love life.
Dude, this would be a crazy conversation if Grunk was here. I'll be honest.
Grunk could be liking
oh, yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. Grunk would be deep in that motherfucker hole.
How
yeah.
long?
Grunk would be playing with his bangs. He'd be like, yeah, honestly.
That's so crazy. You like know all the mannerisms.
Yeah,
of the
yeah you
Grunk.
Know everything.
The Grunk mythology.
Mm-hmm. Grunk would be like, he'd be like this. He'd be playing with his like bangs in the back of his hands.
I've watched Adventure Time, I think, 7 times.
You've watched it a lot. I know you've done like reruns.
I've done reruns almost every year, I'm pretty sure, for like 7 years.
Just about. That's always a good time, though.
It's a good, it's probably the best.
It's always around end of the year, like holiday, like Christmas time. That's always the vibe. And we have not watched Over the Garden Wall in a while.
That's the next run.
It is the next run.
Can I tell you guys something that's going to save you a lot of time?
What's up, gangster?
If you guys fuck with Avatar The Last Airbender, do not watch The Last Airbender, the new live action.
Dude, I think there's been 4 live actions and they've all been horrible.
The first one was a movie and it was dog shit. And then now they have this one and it's horrible. I can't
watch
it.
There's a fly on my computer. Sorry, it was...
I looked on that screen.
The fly was not really action.
Yeah, I was about to say like, woo.
What if the fly goes this way and then goes onto your screen?
What if you tried it? What if it was the mouse and it was like, but it was a fly and you're like...
What are you saying?
I think it's time we wrapped up this.
Yeah,
I
think we're too deep into this shit.
Can we get out of here?
Ladies and gentlemen, please purchase some lean if you want to. You know, get your mama, get your granny, get your auntie, get your
daddy.
Scout group.
And make sure you use the code GROUP group for 10% off. And you can also buy anything else you want off the website and use the
same
code.
Whatever you
want to
do.
Literally whatever you want to.
Oh, yeah.
We also got some t-shirts up on the website. You can go to the website, thegroup.gg. And get you a little thing. And shipping is like $5 to $7 or $8, I believe, dollars worldwide, like everywhere. So,
right.
You know, that helps. I mean, that helps.
$39.69 if your order is past that with Gamer Subs using our code, you get free shipping.
There you go.
And I'm going to pull an Isaac here.
Editor, for the shirts, go to this link.
You didn't have to do that.
And that's where you
Why
say,
are you looking at me?
Now that's where you say,
I'm going to make you look stupid.
Don't.
Remember? All
right.
I'm out of this podcast. Bye, guys.
Thank you for watching. Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody. Bye. I'll catch you guys later.